Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having a new friend on the show. Chip Kahn is here. Chip is the founder and the CEO of Boomtown. And his company surveyed.
Good morning, Jim.
Bunch of small business owners and to find out what's going on and a bunch of customers to find out what their expectations were for companies that they do business with. And he's here with that report, and it's an eye-opener, my friends, for all small business owners. Chip Kahn, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. So first, I want you to tell the audience about Boomtown.
Sure. Yeah, Boomtown provides technology support for local businesses all across the United States.
And what are your products? What, for example?
Sure. So we help local businesses. We're much like yourself, an advocate for technology adoption on Main Street. So we help businesses with activating, deploying, and then supporting their technology. So that's everything from their network. So think about Wi-Fi to point of sale to guest network access.
All right.
Whole range of technology.
Software, hardware, networking, the whole
thing.
That's
correct. Yes, sir.
All right, good, good. That's good to know. All right, so one of the things that I've been telling my audience now for a long time, basically 20 years, is that we don't have to win the race, the technology race, with Amazon, Google, with Walmart, with all those guys. We don't have to win that race with our technology. Customers don't expect us to have everything Amazon has, but we have to be in the race. They have to recognize when customers show up, they have to recognize that we're making a pretty darn good effort to provide them with technology expectations that they have, even if it's the light version. What do you think? Did your research prove that?
That's exactly what it proved, Jim. So we did a survey of 1,000. Consumers that shop at both national brands and, of course, local businesses, because, as consumers, we tend to, cohabitate in both. And I'll share those findings here shortly, but that's exactly right. As consumers, we expect, our businesses to be more digital forward at this point.
Digital forward. I love that term. This is a term you need to write down. It's going to be on the test. So Chip, tell us what digital forward means.
Well, I think it's about recognizing that technology is part of the brand promise now, and that technology helps to drive convenience for your customers, and it helps you to drive personalization. It obviously helps with efficiency in the back office. And all of those things, think of technology as becoming a vital ingredient in your offering, just like the core. If you're a restaurant, obviously the experience and
right.
the service and the food, technology's now become part of that mix.
And that includes, at a minimum, being mobile ready too, doesn't it? I mean, this, in my opinion, if a small business owner said, "What's the first thing I need to do to make sure that I'm approaching the expectations of my customers?" I would say, make sure your website will reconcile to the small screen whenever someone pulls you up on their mobile. What do you think? I think that's the first thing.
Oh, absolutely. And I'd say, no question. So, I mean, I think if you look at, the browsing habits and if you just sort of ever, if we ever look up off our own phones and look around, you'll see so many people are doing research on their phones now. I'd go a step further, and I think what we found in the research was that, having not only having your website be mobile optimized, but also making sure that any offerings that you provide, you know, are up to date on the website.
Right.
So making sure that what's listed in the inventory there,
right,
you know, is true and accurate to what's actually in the store at the time.
Mm-hmm. You got to do that. There's no question about it. Chip, where can people find this survey? Can they find it on your website?
So they can find it. Yes, sir. That's right. You can find it. You can find it on our website, which is actually www.goboomtown. So there's a go in front of boomtown.com. And yeah, there's a number of interesting findings about, you know, what consumers are looking for in terms of digital payment options, online ordering, and local pickup, particularly for restaurants, and
which
how that's
is, which is what we're going to talk about in the next. We're going to talk about that in the next segments. So Chip Kine and I will be right back, folks. There's a lot more. There's some really good stuff here, folks. Some things that you need to know to prevent you from losing customers. Have you got all the business you want? Have customers not been coming back? We may know, Chip Kine may know the answer with his research. 10-Tail, no, 20-Tail. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.